With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome back. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically. You know, the podcast where we empower you to embrace your true self and live life on your own terms. Yep. That's what we do here. That's what we do. So today, we're jumping into a topic that so many of us struggle with. Perfectionism. Yes. And I'm not exempt from this topic either. So let's be honest. How many times have you put off doing something because you were afraid it wouldn't be perfect? How many times have you redid or you feel like you have to redo something because you felt it wasn't just right? How often do you feel anxious about making mistakes? What is the conversation in your head telling you about being perfect or doing things perfectly? What is that voice saying to you in your head? How many of you are looking down on yourselves because you feel people are judging you because you're not perfect? Yeah, because you're not perfect. You don't think you look perfect. Mm-mm. You don't think you speak perfectly. You don't feel that you act or perform perfect. Mm-mm. But there's a voice in your head saying, you must be perfect, or you have to do it perfect. Or if not, you're wrong, or you're not good enough, right? I know you heard this before. Well, perfectionism is one of those sneaky little habits that seem harmless at first, but guess what? It can take a serious toll on your mental health. It will take a toll on your relationships, and overall, it will steal your happiness. Oh my goodness, your joy, your peace. Yeah, it sure will. So our last episode was on overcoming unlimiting beliefs unlimiting beliefs. Well, today, this episode, we're going to explore a limiting belief, which is perfectionism. It is a limiting belief. We're going to learn what perfectionism really is and why we fall into this mindset. And most importantly, what we're going to learn how we can break free from this sneaky habit so we can stop trying to be that perfect person or to be perfect in every way. No, we're going to stop trying to be perfect and we're going to start enjoying life again, right? That's what we're going to do. And if you ever felt like you're never good enough or nothing you do is ever quite right, then this episode, my friend, this episode is for you. Indeed, it's for you. Okay, so let's jump in. How about that? Let's jump in. All right, so perfectionism isn't just about like high standards and doing everything right or getting everything right. And it's not like you're all about crossing your T's and dotting all your I's. No, perfectionism is really about the fear of failure. You, me, we have a fear of failure. Let's be real with it. Let it be known that perfectionism is all about failure. The constant need that we have for validation. I want to get it right. Did I say this right? Did I do it right? Please validate me. Validate me. See, these are unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves or we allow people to put on us. To do things perfect, to say things right, to get it all right, to be right, to live right. The reality of perfectionism is that it leads, oh my gosh, to stress, it leads to burnout, it leads to anxiety, it leads to even depression. And unfortunately, for some people who find themselves depressed, it can lead to suicide. So I want to talk about this today because so many women, like myself, struggle with perfectionism. Yep, I said before, I'm not exempt. And the thing about it is, you don't even realize it. Don't even realize it. You just want to get it right, do it right. And then before you know it, you're stuck in this mindset of perfectionism. See, we were told to do it all, right? To be it all, right? To be flawless. Everything we do at work, at school, in relationships, do it perfectly as a mother, be the perfect friend. But we're doing this all at what cost? At what cost are we doing this? See, I found myself in perfectionism, and believe me, it was not fun. It was not fun. So this episode is really about breaking the chain and grasping and understanding that imperfection, I said imperfection, is what makes life beautiful. See, you're beautiful because you're imperfect. I'm beautiful because I am imperfect. Imperfection is what makes us beautiful. And failure, that's a part of life. It's a part of our DNA. We're humans. We will make mistakes. We will fail. So I don't have to be perfect to be worthy. You don't have to be perfect to be worthy. We don't have to be flawless to be loved. And so today we're going to learn how to let go of these impossible standards and find peace and simplicity, right, in just being ourselves. You are you, unapologetically. So, did you not know that peace comes from being you, from being yourself, from being authentic? You don't have to go around acting like someone else and being fake. Peace comes from being you. Wow. You fall madly, in love with who you are. You fall in love with your idiosyncrasies. You fall in love with your flaws, with your mistakes, with your failures. When you are you, you fall in love with your imperfection. How about that? How about that? Try that one on for size. So what is exactly perfectionism? What is it? A lot of people think it is really about doing your best. It's about getting everything right, but that's not really the case. Doing your best and striving for excellence, right? That's good. It's nothing wrong with that. But it's also learning from your mistakes. And it is also growing. So doing your best, striving for excellence, learning from your mistakes, that's growth. That's growing. Perfectionism, on the other hand, is it? It is the fear of making mistakes, and it will keep you stuck. It is when you pay attention to that voice in your head that tells you that anything less than perfect is failure. Don't listen to that voice, or don't listen to the voice that is telling you that you will get it wrong no matter how you do it or how hard you try, because it won't be perfect. Don't listen to that voice. See, let's just say that you started a hobby, maybe painting, right? Say you started painting. You really don't know much about it, but you started painting. And so a healthy mindset with no limiting belief would be excited about it. You'll be excited to learn, and you'll be telling everybody, oh, I'm going to paint. I'm going to learn how to paint. And you will accept that in this new hobby, there are going to be mistakes and things are going to happen because it's part of the process. But a perfectionist mindset, however, would say, or that voice in your head will tell you, you know, if I'm not good at painting, I'm not even going to try, right? Or I'm not going to try painting at all because I know it's not going to be good. That voice is going to tell you that, or you may be saying this to yourself. See, perfectionism makes you afraid to start something new, to do something different. It makes you afraid to fail. It makes you afraid. It impacts and makes you afraid to love and ultimately afraid to live your life unapologetically. So perfectionism is not what we want to do. But let's talk about, where does it come from? Where did you get it from? Why are you doing this? Why did I do it? Let's think about it. Let's take a moment and think about it. Ponder. Right? Where did it come from? Where? Well, so many of us develop perfectionist tendencies because societal expectation, right? Also, childhood experiences, our culture, and personal insecurities, things that we are insecure about ourselves, pushes us into that perfectionist mindset. Maybe you were raised in an environment or in a home where only straight A's were celebrated. And if you bring home a B or anything less, you were shamed. You were made to feel bad. Maybe you live in an environment where you're being compared to a sibling, or even a friend who is outgoing, right? And you're just laid back. Or maybe impossible standards was thrust upon you by a parent, a teacher, a counselor. I don't know. But here's one. Maybe it was social media that had made you feel like you're never enough, or you will never be enough, or what you're doing isn't enough, and or you'll never look good enough, or you'll never achieve enough because you're on social media. So take a moment and think about it. My question to you is, where does your perfectionism, your habits, where do they come from? And when I say take a moment, let's take a moment. Think about it. Think about a time when you felt pressure to be perfect. Think about that time. Was it at work? Was it at school? Was it at home? Was it at a friend's house? Where was it? And if it was at work, were you afraid to submit a project because it wasn't just right? Or you're comparing it to your coworkers? Maybe you're being compared to another, you know, like I said before, a simile who is outgoing. And like I said, you're just choosing to take a different journey, to do it differently because you are different. Or maybe the pressure is coming in your personal life. You hesitated or refused to put yourself out there to share a picture or make a post because it just didn't fit your unrealistic beauty standards that you see online. What do the pressure of being perfect feel like to you? How is it showing up in your life? How is it impacting you? See, we have to understand where these beliefs, which I already identified limiting beliefs, come from. We have to understand that. And so just like I said in our last episode, overcoming limiting beliefs, I took a deeper dive into limiting beliefs and we shared some things. And so in this episode, I just wanted to come back and address a specific limiting belief such as perfectionism. It is so important to pinpoint their origins because once you recognize them, once you identify that, where they come from, you can start challenging these beliefs. You can start acknowledging that these beliefs don't serve you. If you did not listen to the last episode, I highly suggest you go back and listen to it. In that episode, I stated limiting beliefs is what I called head chatter. Head chatter tells you stories. It tells you things that are false majority of the time because we make up stories, right? These beliefs, they feel real. They feel real. And you'll tell yourself that they're real. And they'll show up as if they're real. But they are not. They are nothing more than stories that we created, that you created, that I created, and have been conditioned to believe. Again, as human beings, that's what we do. We create stories in our head and especially about being perfect, right? Being perfect is one of these stories. So overcoming limiting beliefs are important because our beliefs shape our lives. Think about it. If you believe that you can't do something, you won't even try. That's how it shapes our lives. If you believe something is a waste of your time, you won't even give it any of your effort. I'm just being honest here. So just like limiting beliefs, perfectionism is a limiting belief, and it begins with a thought. It begins with a thought. Plain and simple. All of our limiting beliefs begins with a thought. A limiting belief is any thought or assumption that holds you back from achieving your full potential. That's what a limiting belief is. And perfectionism is a limiting belief. What is it costing you? What is striving to be perfect and being stuck in perfectionism? What is it costing you? I'll tell you one thing. It's not only just exhausting, it's and limiting, right? When you spend your life chasing perfection, you will never allow yourself to truly experience life. You won't see growth. Mm-mm. It holds you back from trying new things. It holds you back from being different. It holds you back from taking risks. It holds you back from feeling joy and having peace. It can lead to procrastination, perfectionism. It can lead to stress and even a sense of failure when you inevitably don't meet impossible expectations. Those that you put on yourself, these expectations that was placed on us by someone else, or we put them on ourselves. Yeah, we do this. And so let's do this. I want you to take another moment to think about how perfectionism might be holding you back at this very moment. How is it holding you back at this very moment? I mean, like right now, what is it that you want to do, or where do you want to go? What place do you want to go to? Is there a place that you want to explore or something that you want to try, but you haven't done it because you're afraid it won't be good? You won't be good at it, or you're afraid to go. Maybe you wanted to start a business. Maybe you have that entrepreneur spirit, but you keep selling yourself on getting a job or staying in your job instead, because with your job it's safe, right? You won't fail at your job like you may as an entrepreneur, right? Because failure with your job is less likely. Do you want to write a book? Have you thought about writing a book? Or have you thought about telling your story, telling people about yourself in a book? Or are you telling yourself, I'm not going to write a book because no one's going to read it? So why write it? Are you simply struggling to speak up for yourself? I don't know. Perfectionism makes us wait for the right time. It tells us now's not the right time. Oh, no, you can wait. Mm-mm. But the truth is this. The right time is now. It's now. So let's take some action. Let's do something. And let's be imperfect about it. That's right. Let's be imperfect about it. So how do we do this? How do you overcome the perfectionism mindset and start enjoying life again? How? Well, let me share with you some powerful strategies. First, embrace the idea of good enough. Embrace that. Embrace the idea that you are good enough. Instead of striving to be perfect, strive for progress. Accept that done, like I'm done, or this is complete, is better than perfect. Just accept that. Your work, your efforts, what you do, who you are right now are already enough. It's enough. So if you're working on a project and you feel stuck, ask yourself, would I rather have this finished and out in the world? We're talking about, you know, like your book, let me finish my book and out in the world, or this project and out in the world so people can see it. Or would you rather obsess over every tiny detail forever? Because it's not going to end, right? So embrace the idea of good enough. All right. Another one is reframe your thoughts. Oh, my goodness. This is so powerful. Oh, it's so powerful. It's when you acknowledge that your perfectionism and your ways, right? When you acknowledge and recognize these things, it gives you the opportunity to challenge them, right? So when perfectionism creeps in, those little habits, challenge it. Instead of saying, I have to be the best. I have to be the best at everything I do. You can then reframe your thoughts and say, I am learning and I'm improving. Right? I'm learning and I'm improving. Instead of saying, I fail, or I suck, or I'm not good at this, reframe your thought and say, I gained experience. And, you know, or if you did fail something, tell yourself, I failed, but it's okay. It is okay that I did, because I did what I did. So let's say you made a mistake at work. Instead of beating yourself up, ask yourself this. What did I learn from this? What did I learn from this mistake? See, you must know and realize that every mistake is an opportunity for growth. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth. Keep that in mind. All right, so another idea, right, strategy that is to set realistic goals. Set realistic goals. So number three, set realistic goals. Break things down into small, manageable steps. See, when there's, like, I like to tell people, how do you eat an elephant? Because I have a lot of elephants in the room with me. And How do you eat an elephant? The way I eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And I'm going to take a bite here. I'm going to take a bite here. I'm going to take a bite here. Break that elephant down into small pieces. And before you know it, I ate it all up. If you expect perfection right away, you'll never start. So instead, focus on progress. Break it down step by step. And so if you want to get in shape, instead of saying, I need to have the perfect body, say, I'm going to commit to moving my body at least 3 times a week. I'm going to commit to doing something. If it's walking, running, you know, sit-ups, push-ups, I'm going to do something. Right? Okay. Number four. The fourth strategy is, celebrate your imperfections, because that is the most powerful thing that you can do, is to celebrate your imperfections, not being perfect, but your mistakes, your failures. Recognize it. Celebrate them. Start by embracing imperfections as the normal part of your life. It is. It's a part of who we are. Realize that. You will make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. We all are going to make mistakes because no one is perfect. Not one person is perfect. And the sooner you accept that you're not perfect, the freer you will become. I promise you. I promise you. So think about the people like you love the most. Think about your mom. Think about your dad. What about your siblings, right? What about your friend, your best friend, people that you love the most? Do you love them because they're perfect? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I know they don't show up perfect. I know they don't. You love them because They are real. You love them because they are supportive, they're sensitive, and they are authentic. Yes, that's why you love them. We're humans. We're humans. We're going to make mistakes. And because of that, that is the one thing that we all have in common. We are all human. Period. Ain't nothing's going to change that. Okay. So I want you to please, please, please know that you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. Wait, you're more than enough. Just as you are. Just as you are, you're more than enough. Not when you achieve more, not when you meet impossible standards. Right now, in this present moment, you are more than enough. Your worth isn't tied to perfection. It's not tied to you. It's tied to who you are, how you show up in life, how you love. It's tied to how you live your life. Feeling uncertain? See, that isn't a sign of failure either. It's often a sign that you're growing, that there's growth. It's a sign that you are figuring out what truly matters to you. That's what it is. So uncertainty is not a problem, and don't make it wrong. Don't make it wrong. All right. So for this week, I want you to do something imperfect on purpose. Do something imperfect. And I want you to, you know, write about it, right? What you did. Okay, so for example, just to give you, write something messy. Leave the dishes in the sink. Don't make up your bed. I don't know what the things, some of the things that you do that makes you feel like you have to do it or you're not perfect. You can try something new. Try something or do something different without worrying about the outcome or worrying about what people are going to think or what are they going to say. Remind yourself that perfection is the goal. I'm sorry. Perfection is not the goal. Remind yourself that perfection is not the goal. Living your life fully to your full potential. That's your goal. Living your life unapologetically. See, that's your goal. That's your goal. And that's the goal that I want you to achieve. Why? Because society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation, oh my gosh, it is challenging and daunting. And when we feel like this, We push it down. We push our feelings down. We run. We hide. You know, we just go with the flow. But I need you to understand you are you. You are you unapologetically. And that means being true to how you were created and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Mm-mm. Everywhere you go, people are going to talk about you, even when you're unaware of it. So what do? We let them talk. Let them talk. You have no time. I have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think so little of myself. Mm-mm. Let's show up without pretense. Let's show up without hesitation, right? Let's do this. And the world, when we do this, the world can't. They can't. They can't dull your glamour. They can't. They can't. And most importantly, when you're shining, you're going to shine brightly. Your shine is going to be so bright that it's going to inspire others. And and it's going to help others to not only share their light, but also to tap into their own brilliance. So let's agree to put away and put an end to limiting beliefs, right? To perfectionism. Let's put an end to all of that, and let's begin to own our authentic self. Come back, you guys. Come back and join me here in this same space where I'm always going to initiate an influential conversation about you being you. Yep, that's what I'm going to do, because you are you. Unapologetically, no one is better at being you than you. I guarantee you, you're not going to find that person because they don't exist. All right. So thank you so much for joining me today on You Are You Unapologetically podcast. And if this episode moved you in a way, you know, please share it. Please share it with someone who you feel will move them in a way as well. And remember, life isn't about being perfect. Nope. It's not about being perfect, because that's not the goal. Life is about being present to the moment, loving and being and taking care of and supporting people. It's in the moment. So are you being present? Are you being present with yourself right now and recognizing that perfectionism will not and cannot serve you? That's it for now. Until next time, keep being you unapologetically. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at kimrgrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.